Delegate Kathy Byron explained that the bill does not prevent women from having abortions. She added that using the most modern technology will enable women to give fully informed consent for a life-altering decision.
Relating to the procedure that was going to be done and to the size of the fetus, that unborn child that she was carrying, information relating to alternatives that the woman would be able to consider.
But Delegate David England asked bill supporters to speak plainly about what he believes is the measure's true intent.
It's an unnecessary medical exercise at the expense of the woman that produces no information, and it's part of a series of requirements in this bill that exist for no other reason than to create barriers to access. What does a waiting period have to do with informed consent?
The bill's backers noted that it is Planned Parenthood's practice to offer transabdominal ultrasounds. But a bill opponent argued that if a woman wants to refuse it, the doctor must respect her wishes. The bill itself requires the ultrasound image to be offered to the patient, but she can decline to view it. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.